Many people, many students naturally are concerned about how grading works and how this thing we're going to ask, I'm asking you to do a work, and I want to stress some things. My purpose, and I'm not going to read this to you, but is not to zap you and not to do anything else like that. But I'm based upon what I know about workplaces and about professors in junior and senior courses. And I'm not grading at that level, but the habits that work to learn history are the habits that lets you also learn anything. So it's a natural connection. But what I found is students fail not because they don't want to try, but because they're trying hard to do something that is almost taking them in the opposite direction of where the world is going to want them to go. So I don't have any problem if I catch you, what I'm saying is plagiarizing or half copy plagiarizing. I am not talking about your ethics. I'm talking about a misunderstanding that matters. If I say that you were not factually accurate, I am not talking about how smart you are. What I have found is way over 50% of my surveys of my students for the last four terms, and it keeps, I mean, we're looking at 60% on some of these issues. They didn't understand what they were doing was really opposite of what was desirable. So I'm not talking about hurting you. I'm not talking about how smart you are. What I found in life is being smart's not enough. How you work makes all the difference. And so one of the things I do is I try to use grading to make sure you know that I'm on your side. I'm going to give you a real grade, what I think would be a real grade for your work as is on the History Changes essay. And why? So you'll get a feel for what will happen if you do it again. And I give you an example in there. But if you do all the instructions below, and if you don't know how to do them, like you're saying, I'm not seeing what you're telling me is there, I'll help you. You have to ask. But I will record the extra credit, so there's no way you can get hurt. There is no way your grade can get hurt. And why do I do this? Because I'm bringing you bad news, but I'm not trying to hurt you, but forewarn you. I may be bringing you bad news, but I don't think people's grade should be zapped because they have a misunderstanding of what they need to do. And what I throw into the hopper is that you may want to consider that that to become who you want to be, you need to practice the skills you want to have. And it's a whole lot easier to practice with somebody who wants you to succeed and knows you're smart than is to practice while you're also trying to learn the content expected for a junior or senior student in college, or while you're also trying to learn all the new stuff on a job. Practice these basic skills so you know when to turn them on when you need to. So, everything about this effort is to try to help you.